So we have begun Holy Week, huh? You know, the church really packs this service. There's two gospel stories, the powerful testimony of Isaiah, the lament beautifully sung of Psalm 22, Paul explaining to the Philippians how Christ emptied himself. It's an amazing story with many aspects, many lessons, much to reflect upon and pray over. To ponder, this story is what makes this week holy. Where do we begin? Well, I would suggest you could start with the story we have just read. In fact, both the whole story, starting in the hall on through to here. You might say, well, which of the characters, and there are many in the story, is me? The answer is you're all of them. You're every one of them. You're the ones who cried out, "Hail, King of the Jews." You're the ones who, a few minutes later, cried out, "Crucify him." You're the ones who ate with him. You're the ones who betrayed him or denied him. You were the ones who were swayed by the crowd to crucify him and go along with something that was evil. Each line in this beautiful passion story bears our reflection. And I would encourage you, don't just put it aside now, but bring it out this week. Look at it. Each line you could meditate on all day long if you chose to, because it is so rich in meaning. This is Holy Week. The word holy means unique. That is, one of a kind, as God is holy. And this week is unique. Our church liturgies are only done during this week. And they are quite different. I would encourage you, though, to make this week holy for yourself. That is to say, you know, sometimes people say, well, why are we reading the Passion on Palm Sunday when Good Friday is when the story takes place? And I think the church is saying to us, even if you just come on Sundays, you can't just jump to Easter. You've got to go through the Passion. You've got to go through the whole of the Paschal mystery, which is the suffering, the dying, and rising. And so the church gives us some beautiful and powerful liturgies this week, and I would encourage you to participate in them as much as you can. This parish has quite a variety of offerings as well. You know, we could start with the daily masses, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, although we don't have a Tuesday morning mass here, but they are available elsewhere. And in each of those beautiful suffering servant psalms from Isaiah are read, along with the fourth one being on Good Friday. Tuesday, many of us will be going to Denver to the cathedral, where we will celebrate the Chrism Mass. Chrism Mass is where all the holy oils are blessed for our use through the year ahead, as well as a time when the ordained priests and deacons renew their vows of order. On Thursday, we have, of course, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and it uniquely follows what is unique in John's description of the Last Supper, and that is the washing of the feet. On Friday, we have the Stations of the Cross at noon, but we also have the Liturgy of the Passion of Christ at 3 o'clock and again at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's the one day in the whole year when we don't do Mass, and yet at the same time, the service itself is so powerful, focusing on the Passion of John, on the cross itself, and on Holy Communion. Saturday, the first service is at 8 o'clock at night, and that's the Vigil Mass. If you have not been to a Vigil Mass, it is the most unique Mass of the whole year. It's a little bit lengthy, but worth the effort, and I would encourage you, especially if you have not ever done it before, to come to a Vigil Mass. I guarantee it will be a powerful experience for you. As, of course, Easter next Sunday, we will celebrate Easter, renewing our own baptismal vows, and welcoming many guests to church as well. The liturgy allows us to walk with him. The liturgy allows us to be there at the foot of the cross with Mary, allows us to see how we are in part responsible for what happened and also to see and experience firsthand the depth of the love of God. It was during this week that he established for us this covenant that we celebrate at the altar, where he offered himself to us. This is my body. This is my blood given for you, which we have the privilege of hearing him say every time we come to the Eucharist. But we also hear him say, do this in memory of me. And when we think of that, we look back at this year as we've gone through Lent, when we have celebrated the covenants, and we renew that covenant. And that's what we do in remembrance of him. We might ask then, are we prepared for Holy Week? Are we prepared to identify ourselves with Christ? Do we believe when we say, Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free? The church today places the Eucharist at the center of our observance and forces all of us to ponder the passion, not just to skip to the joys of Easter. Each time we celebrate Mass, we repeat his self-giving, holding it up before us to ponder, to give thanks, and to imitate.